Well, we have had officers having to go out and come in contact. All the officers have been issued N95 masks, as well as cloth masks that I want to publicly thank the public for making. We've got hundreds of masks that are being sent to us that sewing groups and other people, my wife's even making some of them, that we're giving out to people. And of course, a cloth mask, we're getting guidelines through DOH to wear. So if they do come in contact with someone, the guidelines have changed a couple times. As it was said in the beginning, originally guidelines were 14-day quarantine, stay home, be monitored, and go from there. But this is an ever-changing event. This doesn't change by the day or by the week. This is changing by the hour. And so if a police officer does come in contact with somebody, we're in contact with the health department. We speak with them. They're monitored. And currently right now, if they're asymptomatic, they would be wearing a mask and then quarantining at home. I think we're exempt from any of the guidelines that are coming down from the state as far as COVID time off and whatnot, because EMS providers, doctors, nurses, law enforcement, 911 dispatchers, emergency management, and there's a host of other people that are needed still on the front lines. So if somebody does come in contact, they're watched. One of my guys came in today with a mask on because he had contact with someone, but he'll actually tomorrow be able to take his mask off.